on the fossil evidence, sometime in the middle Pleistocene, we might say perhaps 300,000 to 600,000 or 700,000 years ago, their line of evolution diverged from ours. And the interesting thing is that the mitochondrial DNA that's been recovered from only a handful of Neanderthal fossils is consistent with that view. So this mitochondrial DNA, even though there's only small bits of it, it suggests that, first of all, the Neanderthals had their own population variation, which was comparable with the variation we have today, but it was distinct from our variation. The Neanderthals are no closer to Europeans, for example, of today, than they are to, say, Australians or Africans of today. So they are a distinct lineage. They started to go their own way in the Middle Pleistocene, and the DNA would suggest perhaps something like 500,000 years ago they started to evolve genetically in a distinct way from modern humans.